The devotional for today is entitled, One Day It Will Be Our Turn. A Hypothetical Situation. Imagine the following event. With great pain, our loved ones and best friends pass through the cemetery gate. They still can't believe it. How is this possible? They ask. He or she was fine one day and gone the next. How did he or she die so unexpectedly? Upon arriving at the gravesite, where they will bury their dear friend, they find these words written on the tombstone. Here lie the mortal remains of your name. An avoided subject. Perhaps young people will think that this illustration doesn't apply to them because they believe that they have a long life ahead of them. Even the elderly sometimes try to avoid the subject, saying with great confidence that they will worry about it when it's their turn. The truth is, nobody likes to talk about death. Sooner or later, however, it is something that we will all have to experience. It's estimated that around 60 million people die every year in the world. This number, which does not include aborted children, equals approximately 2 people per second. By the time you have finished reading this short Bible reflection, about 320 people will have left this life. One could say that those who remain alive on the earth are a much larger group. However, their days are also numbered. In fact, scientists say that when we turn 25, we all begin to die daily. They claim that, starting at this age, the cells of our bodies don't regenerate as much as when we were younger. The Bible doesn't beat around the bush. With respect to the reality of death, the Apostle Paul bluntly says that our outer self is wasting away. 2 Corinthians 4:16. James, another writer of the New Testament, asks us, What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. James 4:14. Job 14:1 and 2 says, Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. Death is inevitable. However, we will not cease to exist in the grave. Jesus promises that an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, John 5:28 and 29, and only those who have obeyed the will of God will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 7:21, Hebrews 5:9. Are you prepared for this day?